This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number, and we have Kurt Rogers in studio with us. Before we get to our special guest today, Kurt, how are you?
Are we not glad that spring's here?
Man, I'm telling you, these last few days have been out of this world.
For those of us that have been in Colorado for a while, this is why we love this state, spring and fall. It's beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. You just want to get out.
Yes, sir.
You forget that, foot of snow we had, two foot of snow we had,
exactly.
It's gone.
I mean, the wind has just been non-existent these last few days,
just a
too.
Nice little breeze.
I mean, it's been great.
Sitting out on the deck, talking to neighbors. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Especially after the last year, it's like, yes, this is great.
And you went to the Rockies game the other day, opening day.
Yeah.
We went on Friday, so it was nice to get out and see some people. And
the cheering?
Yeah, a little cheering.
It wasn't forced on the TV. It was real.
Right. Yeah, there really was voices cheering a little bit there, for sure. Well, once again, our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about your side of things first. So, if somebody's wanting to purchase a new home, what must they do to increase – I can't read your scribbling.
Their opportunity to get their offer accepted.
So to get their offer accepted, what are some things they can do?
Well, the first thing, and everybody hears about this, and your agent, if you're going to get an agent, they're going to tell you this, you need to get a pre-approval. And the pre-approval that is being required now has actually been modified and increased because there's not near as many homes. Most of the time there's anywhere from 6 to 9 offers on a house. So how do you get yours through that? And the first thing is you have to do is you have to make sure you've gone through the entire pre-approval process. Now, that doesn't mean you sign a contract and that you're locked in. It just means that you've given the broker, the lender, the documents they need to make the decision to say, yes, give me the appraisal, give me the purchase contract, we can close the home. There's an advantage to doing that, but the selling agent now, if they're going to look at your offer, they're going to call the broker. I get calls all the time.
Okay.
Tell me about your client. Yeah, I got a pre-approval. Okay, that ain't enough. Okay, what do you got? How long have you known them? What kind of business have you done with them? What kind of loan are you trying to do with them? Mm-hmm. How stable are they? They can't ask personal questions, but they're going to ask a whole lot more questions now to make sure that when they say yes, that loan's going to go through because they don't want to take it off the market, especially with all the bids that are out there. It's important.
So don't get the terms pre-qualified and pre-approved mixed up.
No, and just the pre-approval just doesn't mean, I've turned in my bank statements, I've turned in my income, and I'm done. No. You actually need to have, for example, us, we'll send it off to the lender. We'll get what's called a TBD approval. That means an underwriter actually looks at it, verifies the income, verifies the assets, and says, okay, they're approved. All I need is a purchase contract and appraisal that matches, and we're good to go. And you can close faster. Those kind of approvals are almost like cash to the seller. So they become more important. In addition to that, it's key that you find the right agent. There's a lot of agents out there, and I believe all of them are at best the best they can be. But if you're going to find one and you're going to buy a new home, you need to make sure you have one that's got experience, that knows how to write the offer, knows what's important and what other information they can give to the selling agent and the sellers on how they can make that approval work. And last but not least, I think you also need an agent when you're trying to buy a new build. A lot of people can't find a home, so they're going out to new builds. And if you don't take an agent, you could run into a problem that my customer almost ran into, but their agent helped them. They were making an offer on a house, and they sent over all their documentation, and their earnest money was going to go hard in 2 weeks. The lender had told them they were approved. The real estate agent and myself, we said, we don't see that. When we pushed them to find out, because had they waited 2 weeks past that date, their earnest money would have went hard. Even though the lender says they were approved, when we showed them the facts, they said, no, they're not approved. We can give you your money back. So they saved $30,000 because there was an agent involved in that new build.
That was worth it.
They want the earnest money. So take an agent with you when you go do a new build. It's very important because they will protect you, and it doesn't cost you any more money. The builder has to pay them, not you.
Gotcha. 720-895-0500 is the number, and it is affordable interest mortgage. Well, we have spoken on this topic several times over the last few months, and that is about sleep apnea. And we are thrilled today to have Dr. Catherine Green. She is an MD. Now, Catherine, first of all, welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, beside MD, it said MS.
Yes.
So what does that Ms. stand for?
Yes. So I did, just because I'm a glutton for punishment, and all doctors love to keep collecting degrees and do more education. Prior to me going to medical school, I did a master's degree. So I have my master's degree is in anatomy and cellular biology. And then after college, I did a two-year master's degree and then went to medical school after that. That's where the MD came from. And then 5 years of residency training and a year of fellowship, and I got to start my first job after all that.
Wow. A little bit of a journey there for sure.
And we complained about the first 12 years when we went through school. She decided to throw on, what, another eight?
Let's see. So I did 4 years of college, 2 years of master's degree, 4 years of medical school, 5 years of residency, and a year of fellowship.
Oh, no, that's closer to 13.
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
Absolutely. She is with the University of Colorado Hospital, and something I have never said, and I've interviewed a lot of doctors in my radio career, but dual board certified.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is an ENT surgeon and sleep, and she's a medical director of University of Colorado Sleep Center. This is all you do. You were telling me before the show. This is a specialty for you.
Absolutely. So this is all I do. I think that sleep and really both sleep medicine and treating underlying sleep disorders is really a foundation to wellness in a way that really touches almost all aspects of medicine. So early on in my medical training, what I really discovered is that sleep quality and sleep quantity are really some of the single most, substantial things that you can control and that you can intervene upon that really have far-reaching health effects. I mean, everything from your mood and your energy level during the day is determined by the quality and the quantity of sleep that you're getting at night. But then even beyond that, what we see is that other health consequences of poor sleep are profound, and we're still learning more about that. So we see increased rates of obesity and high blood pressure and heart attacks and strokes in patients that have underlying sleep disorders like insomnia or sleep apnea. And acting upon those and being able to treat those disorders has such a profound impact on quality of life. That's what brings me to the hospital every day. That's what I love about my job.
I actually saw a thing about a year ago about a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
If you're not getting it,
yep.
How it makes you eat more because the body didn't get the rest, so it needs the carbs.
Yep.
And you mentioned obesity.
Yep,
and I always wondered why I was always so hungry when I didn't get to sleep. Now sure. It came across.
Yeah,
the body just needed food.
That's exactly right. So there are a lot of processes that happen during sleep that actually our body physically can't do during the day. So most things in our body are on close to 24-hour cycles. We have different levels of hormones throughout the day. And those hormones impact both our wakefulness and our sleep, but also have impacts on our mood and our energy level. And also things like our metabolism. And so if you're not getting the healthy, good quality sleep that you need at night, what you find is that there are all these downstream consequences during the day. And for a long time, we saw those consequences earliest when we identified them with underlying sleep disorders like sleep apnea and insomnia. But you're absolutely right that what we're learning is that even just insufficient sleep, so not allowing your body enough time to sleep and being sort of chronically sleep deprived, we see some of those same downstream health effects. So some of the same metabolic consequences and issues with focus and attention and memory consolidation.
My wife calls that old age.
Yeah, you know.
It's not. It's just I'm not getting to sleep. When you get older, you don't sleep as much.
It's true.
It's really harder to sleep.
It's true. There's natural changes that happen as we age. Anyone who's 60 and looks at a teenager sleeping can tell you that sleep is not the same when you're 15 and when you're 60. And that's a normal physiologic change. So we do see over time, there are a lot of normal changes in our sleep, what we call sleep architecture, how much deep sleep, how much light sleep we're getting, how much total sleep we need. Although I do think there is a tendency in our society, there's sort of a stigma of needing sleep. I think for a long time, you know, not getting a lot of sleep at night was sort of worn as a badge of honor, right? I only got 4 hours of sleep at night and look at how well I'm doing today. And what we know in medicine and what I really think needs to be a shift in the public health and in the way we think about sleep is that sleep really is something that needs to be prioritized in your schedule in order to live your best life. So the single thing that you can do to make yourself most productive the next day is actually to schedule out your time so that you can get 7 hours of sleep the night before.
So you think seven's a good number?
7 hours is the amount of sleep that most adults on average really need to be functioning at their highest selves. Mm-hmm. So what we see is that with less than 7 hours of sleep consistently, we do start to see in pretty big studies little dips in performance and in attention and in reaction time. And so there were some early adopters in terms of, you know, big organizations sort of getting kind of catching on to this idea. Many of the big Fortune 500 companies really do now understand that getting quality sleep is a priority. Pilots, the FAA was one of the first ones to really start regulating sleep time because there were really good studies showing that, yeah, even if you feel okay at 5 or 6 hours, there are some performance improvement statistics that we see start lagging.
Oh, wow.
Professional sports teams have really, you know, understand this. High performance athletes really understand that the best thing that you can do is prioritize your sleep.
Sure. Once again, Catherine Green is with us. Dr. Catherine Green, I should say. She is with the University of Colorado Hospital. And we're going to be talking about Inspire today, some technology. You can check out their website, inspiresleep.com. A couple minutes for a break here, but let's just kind of talk about, well, when you see people and you hear their stories, and we've had several testimonials here the last several months of folks that we've interviewed with these shows. Mm-hmm. But it is really havoc in their life, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Sleep apnea, and particularly obstructive sleep apnea, there are two different types of sleep apnea that we talk about. And obstructive sleep apnea is far and away the more common of the two. Obstructive sleep apnea is really that sort of stereotypic sleep apnea that we hear about with snoring and with gasping arousals and pauses in breathing at night. Some of those things, a lot of them can go undetected for a really long time. Mm. And so it's something that, for the most part, sleep apnea is something that the sleeper may not be very aware of. Most of the time, sleep apnea is not necessarily something that wakes you up at night from sleep. But oftentimes, sleep apnea is something that is really profoundly affecting the quality of sleep that you're getting.
You can't get the deep sleep.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, what I see a lot with patients who have sleep apnea is they say, you know, for years, I have never felt like sleep is refreshing or restorative. I feel like I'm doing all the right things. I'm prioritizing sleep. I'm getting into bed early. I get 8 or 9 hours of sleep at night, and I still wake up feeling groggy, and I'm tired throughout the day, and I'm dragging, and I feel like I don't have the energy level to do what I want to do. And, you know, most often there is some degree of snoring that comes along with that at night, and so that's mm-hmm. where bed partners and spouses are oftentimes someone that maybe the first person that sort of identifies and says, hey, this is a real problem.
Right.
I'm tired of giving you a sharp elbow in the middle of the night. You know, you got to go look at this. I would say that, you know, very commonly people are dragged into my clinic unwillingly by spouses. But the bottom line is that it is one of the things that really profoundly affects sleep quality. And so we see all of those downstream health consequences that we talked about with untreated sleep apnea. Okay. And it is also something that when we are able to effectively treat sleep apnea to eliminate those blockage events and really improve breathing at night, what we see is a real reversal in those quality of life symptoms.
Right.
So people who all of a sudden have said, man, I have not felt well rested in, you know, 10, 20 years. And now I know why people like sleep so much. Because when I go to sleep, I stay asleep all night and I wake up in the morning and I feel refreshed and I'm ready to start my day.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again, Dr. Catherine Green is with us. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you've got any questions for the doctor, we will take your calls as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of the technology behind Inspire. We'll be right back.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite stores. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and you may ask, why is this one of my favorite stores? Well, you never know what you're going to find. But I will promise you this. You will find great service and great bargains from this family-owned store. It may be a great deal on that 12-gauge shotgun you've been looking for, or maybe that rifle you haven't been able to find anywhere. And hey, they might even have that ammo in stock that you have been driving all over town looking for. The Outdoorsman's Attic is a consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear. Now look, you've been moving that gear around your garage for months. Don't move it. Take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. Need to get that fishing license? Maybe grab some live bait? Head on over to 2650 West Hamden. And if your firearm needs a little work, ask for Scott the Gunsmith. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Today we're talking about sleep, or lack thereof. InspireSleep.com can help you. And we are thrilled to have Dr. Catherine Green with us. She is an MD, MS, I believe I read. University of Colorado Hospital, dual boarded ENT surgeon and sleep medical director, University of Colorado Sleep Center. And she is truly a specialist at this matter of sleep and helping people. So, Catherine, when you look back, and we were talking a little bit before the show of, you know, it's exciting to see the technology has come around. I mean, when you very first started in this matter of sleep, I mean, what was kind of available then?
Yeah. So, you know, for a long time, sleep apnea treatments have really come a long way in the last decade. I mean, it's a really young field in medicine. And it's one of the reasons why I was drawn to sleep surgery, because I think it's a really changing field. I was telling you before, I do, you know, about a dozen different procedures for sleep. For sleep apnea and for obstructive sleep apnea specifically. And most of the procedures that I do weren't around a decade ago, which I think is a really exciting thing in medicine. You know, really for a long time, the message with sleep apnea was that, you know, CPAP was the first therapy that we had to treat sleep apnea. It came out in the 80s. So even in the whole context of medicine, even CPAP is relatively new. prior to that, we had tracheostomies.
Really?
And so, you know, CPAP started in the early 1980s. And for a long time, really, it was, you know, here's this machine to treat your sleep apnea. And if the machine doesn't work well for you, then let's try the machine again. and that was about what we had to offer.
Not to interrupt you, but my brother is in that position.
Yeah.
That's all he had.
Yep.
I mean, because he's had it for years.
Yep.
He couldn't sleep through the night. He had this big masking. It was so hard for him to sleep.
Absolutely. And I will tell you that, you know, CPAP is a really challenging technology for a lot of people. So what I always tell people is, you know, if you are struggling with your CPAP, you are not alone in that. I will tell you that CPAP is still the most effective therapy we have to treat sleep apnea. I am a firm believer in CPAP technology. And the CPAP technology, I mean, imagine what your cell phones looked like a decade ago.
Sure.
CPAPs have come a long way as well. They're smaller, they're quieter, there's a lot more options for masks. And so some of that is improved. And in spite of those improvements, there are still a very large number of people who just find the mask uncomfortable or the machine uncomfortable to use. And it is a therapy that's effective at treating sleep apnea, but it's not effective if it's in your closet for half the night or if you're pulling it off in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's a really exciting time to be a physician treating sleep apnea, because the message now that I give to patients is absolutely, we should try CPAP. And if CPAP works for you, great. I had a patient last week who told me if their house burned down, the first thing they grab would be their CPAP machine. But
I thought you were going to say they would throw it in the fire.
No, that they would grab it because
leave it here.
Because if you can wear it, it's really effective.
Sure.
But I think that it's really important to know that if it's something that you've tried and it hasn't worked for you, and the message that you heard from your physician many years ago was, you know, this is what we got, that's really not true anymore.
Right.
And we've come a long way in terms of developing these new procedures and new surgeries, which are obviously more invasive because it's a surgery, but really still a very effective option at improving sleep apnea and getting to that same result of improving sleep quality and quality of life.
Explain to us then, not the CPAP, if that doesn't work, they're going to go to Inspire. Explain to them what Inspire does and how that works.
Yeah, absolutely.
How it's different.
Absolutely. So traditional airway surgeries involve basically operating on the muscles of the back of the throat. Usually it's the tongue or the soft palate muscle that are relaxing during sleep and causing blockage in breathing. And so there are surgeries that we can do on the throat to basically tighten or stiffen those muscles. We're operating directly on the muscles of the throat. And so it's a pretty big deal. They're pretty big surgeries. They involve pretty significant recoveries because it hurts a lot to recover from a big surgery at the back of the throat. Usually you're in the hospital for at least a day or two. Inspire is a fundamentally different type of surgery in that, unlike the surgeries that are operating directly at the back of the throat, Inspire is an implant. So it is a nerve stimulator. It was designed very similar to pacemaker technology, which has been around in the medical space for decades. But it is basically a device that has a generator that gets implanted over the chest wall muscles. And then there's a wire that we connect directly to the nerve that controls the movement of the tongue. And so once the device is placed, the benefit of that surgery is certainly it is a less invasive surgery in and of itself. It's an easier surgery to recover from because we're not actually manipulating or changing the muscles at the back of the throat. The surgery is just to place the device. And then the device itself works, basically, you have a remote control. So the device is off during the day, doesn't do anything while you're awake. At night, when you go to sleep, you turn therapy on, and there's a short delay that allows you to fall asleep before therapy starts. But then the idea is, once you are sleeping, the device senses your breathing, and every time you take a breath in, which is when those muscles tend to collapse and block breathing, it's sending a signal to that nerve in the neck to pull the tongue muscle forward. And what that does is it helps to stabilize those muscles and prevent them from collapsing. And ideally, in patients in whom therapy is successful, it essentially eliminates those blockage events by holding the muscles of the throat open with that stimulation. And then in the morning when you wake up, you turn it off and you go about your day.
I actually saw a commercial, it was last night on Inspire.
It yes.
Had the little kid in the bed with the parents talking. they finally threw him out because he had the remote with that.
Yep.
It was really a great commercial, but it kind of explained a little bit how it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty cute.
Absolutely.
Wow. So you've seen it too.
I have.
So let's kind of talk about the process. So
yeah.
Let's say, you know, someone's listening out there and they're saying like, hey, I've done a million kind of things and nothing has worked.
Absolutely.
Does this require them seeing like their primary care doc first and then getting referred to someone like you?
Yeah. So a little bit of that depends sometimes on insurance
yeah,
right? I am a little bit unique in the ENT world and in the, you know, surgical world in that, as you said, I am also a sleep medicine physician. So I am dual board certified, meaning that I treat sleep apnea from sort of start to finish. So, you know, if someone's listening and says, I don't know where to start or what to do, always one step is you can always start by talking to your primary care doctor.
Okay.
If it's been a long time since you've had a sleep study or since you've had an evaluation of sleep apnea, oftentimes that's the first thing we're going to start by doing. What I generally tell people and tell a lot of the providers that refer to me is my clinic is open all the time for anyone with sleep apnea. So if you are just starting this process and say, you know, I snore and I've always avoided getting a sleep study because I hate this idea of the CPAP machine. But now you say, you know, this is really something I should, look at. You can always call the clinic and come to see me and we can take you through from start to finish. From sleep testing to going through those options and the whole breadth of treatment options that we have available to ending up with surgery if that's the most appropriate step.
Well, I mean, it's progressed so far along that what they might be, the myths that they thought about with this big machine and smaller, or you have other ways of helping them.
That's
they
absolutely.
Have no idea about.
And that's absolutely right. I run into so many people. I think one of the big things that I've seen with Inspire, and particularly with the commercials, is, you know, for a lot of people, it's a wake-up call that says, hey, there is other stuff out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, I was told there was CPAP or nothing, and the CPAP didn't work for me. So I just sort of hung up my hat and I'm resigned to being tired all the time. And so what I do see is that sometimes people do come in and, you know, we start by saying, yeah, let's look at Inspire. And then as we get sleep testing and we talk about things, you know, there are some people where there may be options to kind of go back and look at the CPAP machine or consider things like oral appliances or look at, you know, these very, very small CPAP masks that are designed for patients with claustrophobia specifically. So absolutely, I think that my message to patients is always that if you have sleep apnea or if you think you have sleep apnea and what you are doing isn't working, whether that's nothing or struggling with CPAP or just sort of burying your head in the sand and not thinking
sleeping
about it.
Sleeping in the other room so you don't wake the whole family.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, you know, if that is the therapy, right, is I don't like the sharp elbows in the middle of the night, so now I sleep in the guest room, I would say we can do better.
The analogy I would have is I have hearing aids.
Yeah.
And when I first got them, I had a wire from one to the other.
Oh, yes.
And they were big and obtrusive.
Right.
And my ears were sore.
Right.
These things are so high tech now. I don't have to answer my phone. I hit a button.
Yep.
It does everything.
Plays yep.
music for me. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And I mean, and that, you know, the advancement in technology and in innovation, you know, is pervasive throughout these options. So you're exactly right. You know, the Inspire device doesn't look the same as it did 5 years ago. It has progressed since it first came on the market.
It looked like a car alarm.
Yeah, so exactly. The remote looked, yeah, the remote looked different. The generator itself looked different. And so that technology has progressed. CPAP continues to progress. And so what I always tell people is, I think the biggest key is if what you are doing is not working, if you are not sleeping well, if you know you have sleep apnea,
right,
and you're not sure if it's impacting your health, you know, this is the time to come in and really take a good look at what those options are.
Sure. And I think that's what most people are looking for, because you take anything in the medical field. I had two knee surgeries last year. One was scoped and one was replaced.
Yep.
You know what? And I think, you know, we all have to, if we're all honest, there's no guarantee in any medical surgery device in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can get what you think's the best of best. You know what? Sometimes it works for people, sometimes it doesn't.
Absolutely.
So let's just be honest.
No,
it,
that's
know?
Absolutely.
But I think what people are looking for, like myself, when I was looking at just different types of, you know, knee implants now, of just different options.
Right.
And so what we're saying is, you know, hey, if you're out there and you're frustrated and beating your head against the wall and you're not getting sleep, at least give you a call and come in and just see what the options are. And I guess it's kind of like, you know, with my knee, they wanted me to, you know, do therapy. They wanted me to do some injections and then go to surgery.
Exactly.
You know? And so
exactly.
There's steps with anything.
Yep.
So you mentioned a sleep study. So let's kind of talk about the interview process. So I come in to see you and I'm just saying, I'm not sleeping. You know, what am I doing? What are some of the questions that you ask to figure out to even get them to that sleep study?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you make sure the spouse is there when that happens?
So having a spouse there is really helpful to answer these questions, because half of the questions that I ask, patients say, I have no idea.
That would be the guy.
I don't know.
That would be the guy.
Ask
I don't
my
know.
My wife, right.
What are you thinking about? I don't know.
But, you know,
I
mean, you know, the first question is really starting that process of figuring out, you know, what is it that is likely impacting your sleep quality? Like we said at the beginning of this hour, you know, there are lots of different reasons that people don't sleep well. Some of those things may just be, you know, behavioral habits, right? Not getting enough sleep at night is going to result in a lot of the same symptoms as sleep apnea. And so really seeing a sleep expert and starting to sort of tease out what are those things that are, you know, kind of predisposing you or making me suspicious for thinking that sleep apnea is likely something that's affecting your sleep quality.
Right.
You know, those basic symptoms that we talk about a lot are the ones that spouses noticed, right? Snoring, gasping, arousals, or pauses during sleep, waking up at night in the middle of the sleep, or in the middle of the night from sleep. So what I call sleep fragmentation or sleep maintenance insomnia, right? People get, you know, it sort of gets labeled as insomnia, and a lot of times people will be given sleeping aids. I think it's a really important distinction with insomnia. Do you have trouble falling asleep, or do you have trouble staying asleep? Because if you have trouble staying asleep, that is much more likely to be something underlying like sleep apnea. And it's one of the most common symptoms that I see presenting, it's one of the most common ways that I see sleep apnea presenting, particularly in women, is sleep maintenance insomnia or fragmentation. And so, you know, we ask all of these questions. We talk about, how do you feel during the day? How tired are you in the morning when you're waking up? And if there are kind of red flags or concerns that there's something like sleep apnea impacting sleep quality, first question is, have you had a sleep study in the past? I see a lot of patients who, like we've talked about, you know, had a sleep study 15, 20 years ago. They know they have sleep apnea, but they haven't been able to wear the CPAP machine. And so if you've never had a sleep study, or if it's been a long time since you've had sleep testing, we usually start with a repeat sleep study, which is really just a way for us to monitor and look at your breathing and your oxygen levels at night to determine if we're seeing those pauses in breathing that are causing dips in oxygen. And that's really the definition of sleep apnea.
Right.
You mentioned about having fragmented sleep, and you mentioned women.
Yeah.
I've noticed in my wife. And part of that comes because they hear better. And when there's kids in the house, they'll wake up faster than the husband.
Oh,
so he just he's out and he's gone.
Right.
So they get pieces of sleep anyhow. So it's almost become like a learned habit.
Correct. So that's what happens is you have, you know, these most of the time, you know, behavioral patterns are the start of where your sleep habits come from. And then what happens is, you know, those things go away, right? Your kids get older. They're not waking up in the middle of the night anymore. But, you know, for 3 or 4 years, you were awake from 2 to 3 every night. That's a hard habit for your circadian rhythm to reset.
Yeah.
And so it's absolutely a way that insomnia can kind of snowball. And sleep apnea is oftentimes an inciting factor. So sleep apnea can be another kind of behavioral trigger or cue for those awakenings that then kind of snowballs.
And that's where a sleep test, you would be able to
correct.
Help you with
that. And so that's really the sleep test is where we are able to see the difference, right? Does this look like a problem with breathing? Does this look like sleep apnea? Or do we really need to focus on these other issues like behavioral and circadian rhythm issues?
Right.
Most sleep testing we used to make everyone come into our sleep lab.
That was
going to
be my
overnight.
Next question. Yeah. What has that done? No.
It's super fun, right? You get hooked up from head to toe. We still do a lot of in-lab testing. I think there's some pieces of information that we get with much more detail with in-lab testing. But far and away, the most common way that we diagnose sleep apnea these days is with what we call home sleep testing. So just like CPAPs and surgeries have changed over the last decade,
that's cool.
You know, we have a really improved technology that allows us to, with pretty good accuracy, detect these pauses in breathing with a pretty small portable home monitor. And so most commonly what will happen is we'll get you set up with a home sleep test through our lab. So you go and you have a visit with our technician. They'll fit you for the device, make sure that you know how to turn it on. It's a pretty easy thing. It monitors your oxygen level. It's got a little band around your chest. It's a lot easier to sleep with than getting hooked up head to toe in the lab. Sure. And so you take that home for a night or two. You sleep with it and then you bring it back. And then we're able to analyze that data and really get a sense of snoring patterns and breathing patterns and whether we're seeing these dips in oxygen as, you know, a driving factor for these sleep problems. And that's really how sleep apnea is diagnosed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dr. Catherine Green is with us once again. She is an MD with University of Colorado Hospital, dual boarded ENT surgeon and sleep, medical director of University of Colorado Sleep Center. Check out inspiresleep.com. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the online events, so to speak, that you may be able to join in and learn a little bit more about Inspire, as well as hear some testimonials from some of the very happy rested patients.
That's
so
right.
We'll come back. We'll talk about that.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. We are privileged to have Dr. Catherine Green. She is an MD with the University of Colorado Hospital. We are talking about sleep apnea. And more importantly, Inspire. Check out the website, inspiresleep.com. A lot of information there. And when you go to that website, you can look on providers, and you will see Dr. Green's profile there. And Dr. Green, real quick, other ways folks may be able to find you.
Yeah, so the easiest way is probably just searching through the UC Health or the CU Medicine websites. So if you search for Catherine Green with UC Health, that's the easiest way to find all of my clinic locations. So I see patients both at the main campus here up at Anschutz and also at the Cherry Creek Medical Center.
Okay.
And so all of the phone numbers and access sites, the best way to get a hold of me and to make an appointment is you can always just call the clinic directly and they can help get you in.
All right.
You're a busy person.
I am a busy person. I have job
security.
Do you get enough sleep?
Yeah, I get enough sleep, and there are a lot of people in this world that do not. So.
Absolutely. The number you can call is 720-848-2820. Again, 720-848-2820. Now, you were also awarded the Center of Excellence.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, Inspire has really very high standards in terms of making sure that with any new therapy, we are really monitoring for outcomes and making sure that patients have a successful surgery and a good outcome as much of the time as they can. Like you said, you know, surgeries are always, you know, there's always possibilities for complications and for risks. But Inspire has a program where they select very few centers throughout the country who have demonstrated really high volumes and consistent, really excellent patient care. And so I was very honored. Last year we were awarded, I think we're one of 14 or 15 centers in the country that were given that honor, which was a really exciting thing. I've been implanting Inspire for almost 6 years here now, and I was the first surgeon in the Denver area to do so, and really the only surgeon who has fellowship training in sleep medicine and sleep surgery.
Well, I want the whole dual boarded thing, Center of Excellence.
Yeah, please.
That's who I want.
First person that's been playing with, yes.
You know, like most things, you always want to have something done by someone who does it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the show about realtors. Find the right somebody that's experienced.
Exactly.
Because it gets costly if you don't.
It's really true in all facets of life.
Now, also at inspiresleep.com, people can go to the website and, I don't know, is it titled Events? Where people can go on and different things around the country in different areas where they can join in kind of a webinar.
Yeah, correct. So there's a lot of information sessions and really good resources on the website, from, you know, videos about what the technology does to events where you can ask questions and kind of get some basic information about the therapy and if it would be right for you.
So let's kind of go through the day of surgery.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So is that your typical check-in a couple hours early? Is it a day surgery most of the time?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it is most of the time outpatient surgery. Okay. So usually it's in an outpatient setting. We'd always do it. I always recommend for people with sleep apnea, we generally do surgeries in our hospital settings, because with sleep apnea, there are some additional risks of anesthesia. But that is almost always outpatient surgery. So you come a couple hours beforehand. It is generally anesthesia, so all the same rules about not eating and drinking before.
Gotcha.
You know, the same rules apply as all other surgeries. Surgery is a few hours to place the device and then also do some testing to make sure that everything looks good. But then the bottom line is the device gets turned off on the day of surgery, so you don't start using it right away. You go home, you have that first month where really it's just, you know, healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then about a month after the surgery to place the device, you come back and see me in clinic. And then in the office, we're able to activate the device, turn on the remote, start to kind of fine tune some settings for you to start using. And then starting from that day of activation, you get to go home and start using it.
Revenue up.
That's right.
We get ESPN, the NFL Network with the remote, and you're ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly right.
What's the youngest patient you've had with sleep apnea?
Yeah, so I mean, especially in my fellowship training, I treated both children and adults with sleep apnea, actually. Pediatric sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea, is the most common cause in children now of taking tonsils out. So we see sleep apnea in kids as young as under a year old. And the treatment for kids with sleep apnea and for adults with sleep apnea is very different. But for adults, in particular with surgeries, we generally don't consider surgeries like Inspire until you're in an adulthood. So, you know, 18 and up. And again, you know, the consideration of all of these different surgeries, you know, age is something that we take into account in addition to anatomy, right? Like we talked about at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of different surgeries and surgery options for sleep apnea. It may be that if you're, you know, 20, the idea of going through a short-term pain for a surgery but potentially not having an implant in your body is, you know, more desirable than if you're, you know, 40 or 50 and you say, I really don't want a 2-week recovery from surgery in time in the hospital and, you know, all those things. So
yeah, I want to go home.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so those are all considerations that we take into account. But certainly, you know, if you're age 18 and up, that's really when we start considering whether these surgeries might be right for you.
Let's talk about ignoring the situation a little
yes.
bit, okay?
Because, the head in the sand model.
That's not good. I do a show with a doctor in Dallas each week, and we actually were taping today. And I said, have you ever looked at someone and said, boy, I wish you hadn't come in this soon? No.
No.
Most time it's like, man, if you would have came, you know, weeks, months, sometimes a year earlier, we could have helped you, you know. But so this is a little bit different with sleep, but we do want to get across this is something that can be life-threatening.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, in terms of the health consequences of sleep apnea, we do see a cumulative effect on that risk. So, you know, there are increased risks of strokes and heart attacks and high blood pressure that come along with untreated sleep apnea. Of course, there are also kind of the quality of life risks, but along with that comes risks like cognitive impairment, so cognitive decline as we age, and memory dysfunction, and even some early links and some studies now showing that there's probably a link with untreated sleep apnea and an increased risk of development of things like Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
And those risks are absolutely cumulative. And so sleep apnea is something that oftentimes goes undiagnosed for a long time. I see a lot of patients where I see them at age 40, and when I ask, they say, you know, my college roommate was complaining about my snoring
20 years
ago. And, you know, I was always the kid that was dozing off in class. And so, you know, we do talk about, yeah, this is probably something that's been going on that long. And we know that early intervention and treating sleep apnea does have an improvement in those long-term consequences.
It doesn't cure it. It controls it. It manages it.
Correct. It manages it. So, you know, Inspire and CPAP are both therapies that are that can be, for many people, 100% effective when you're using them, right? So as long as you remember to put your CPAP on at night or turn your remote on at night when you go to sleep.
Bring your kid in here. Turn it on.
You know, there's absolutely patients where we see that, yes, this therapy is 100% eliminating the issue. And, you know, thereby, you know, if we can eliminate those pauses in breathing and fully treat the sleep apnea, then we do see that that is, you know, resolving those long-term health consequences. But you're absolutely right that, you know, if you stop wearing your CPAP or you drop your remote in the toilet, as one of my patients did a while back, and
it's
can't turn it on for a couple days, then, yeah, your sleep apnea is going to be what it was before.
We got to take our final break. Once again, the number 720-848-2820. The website, inspiresleep.com. Again, check out for Dr. Catherine Green, her profile. Also check out maybe a local event happening in your area. And once again, highly recommend Dr. Green. And I can tell you, just from spending the time with her today, this is who you want. You want the best. So, absolutely. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. A few more minutes here with our special guest, Dr. Catherine Green, MD. She is at the University of Colorado Hospital, dual boarded. I just love saying that. I've never said that with a doctor before. Dual boarded ENT surgeon and sleep medical director, University of Colorado Sleep Center.
Quick question I want to ask you about insurance, because I'm sure there's people out there, is it covered by insurance, Medicare, those kind of things?
Yeah, it's a really important question, and the short answer is yes. So, you know, unlike other surgeries, Inspire is a device, so it is regulated by the FDA, and what is actually helpful about that is there's some very specific requirements that make you a good candidate for surgery. And so part of our evaluation is, as long as we are able to kind of meet those boxes, so the severity of your sleep apnea and you know, what you've tried in the past and all of those things and what your airway looks like, as long as we can show that you are a good candidate for the surgery, both Medicare and most commercial insurances, this is a surgery that I expect to be covered.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Now, let's 2 or 3 minutes left here. Let's kind of think about a recent patient maybe you've had that
you know, came to you, and I'm sure most people are at their wits' end. I mean, none of them are just happy to be there, right?
Her smile. So, she's really seen it as one.
So just what maybe a recent story of a patient where now they've had it for a while.
Yeah.
Changed their life.
Yeah, absolutely. The patient stories are my favorite part of being a doctor, honestly, and particularly my favorite part of being a sleep doctor, because I've got a lot of them.
Sure.
You know, there are a few that come to mind, but I can remember one of my patients recently, and you know, he came to me through his sleep doctor and through his pulmonologist, Dr. Kelly Giannata, who I work very closely with as a part of my Inspire team, and she had been seeing him for many years. Trying to treat his sleep apnea. He had tried CPAP multiple times. He had gone through all the things, right? All the masks, all the settings. And really, you know, he was someone, he was motivated to make it work, and it just wasn't comfortable. It wasn't working for him. And he was someone, he's a small business owner. He was driving 20 or 30 miles back and forth to work every day. And he lived, you know, in a fairly rural part of the suburbs, and said there were several times when he would, you know, wake up on the side of the road. Never got into a car accident, which is just amazingly fortunate and really miraculous. But, you know, would doze off during that drive and didn't have a choice. You know, this was his you know, his business. And so his commute every day, you know, he said, if I keep doing this, I'm going to end up in a ditch somewhere. Sure. And so, you know, we went through the evaluation for surgeries, and he was an excellent candidate for Inspire. He really met all of the criteria. His sleep apnea was really severe. He was having pauses in breathing more than 60 times an hour. So, ooh, you know, more than once a minute. Right. And man. So, you know, went through the process. He's had Inspire now for about 3 or 4 years. But I remember those first few visits with him, even when he just first started using it, saying, I have not felt this rested or youthful in years. And all of a sudden I am, you know, not concerned about falling asleep at all during the day, during my drive. I'm able to listen to some podcasts. I'm listening to the radio. I feel like I have my life back. And his wife, of course, is super happy because he's not snoring anymore. They're sleeping in the same room again. But it was really, he said, it was just such a night and day difference in his quality of life that, you know, all of a sudden he didn't have to come home and take a nap or worry about his safety on the road. And so, you know, for him, it was just a night and day improvement. And his follow-up, we always do a follow-up sleep study after we get the Inspire device placed. Okay. And so on his follow-up sleep study, his sleep apnea was completely controlled with Inspire. Wow. So his events were down to the normal range. All of those events that we were seeing overnight were gone with the device. It was a pretty amazing result. Wow.
Dr. Green, it's been a privilege. Thank you.
It has been a privilege and an honor.
Thank you so much for having me here today. I was glad to be here with you guys.
All right. Give Dr. Green's office a call, 720-848-2820. Hey, there are options. There are answers out there for you, but you've got to make the first move in this, all right? 720-848-2820, inspiresleep.com. Check out there under providers her profile. Again, is Dr. Catherine Green, MD, University of Colorado Hospital. Also check out for maybe an event happening near you, a free webinar that you can join in, ask questions, listen to some testimonials. But hey, we all need sleep for sure.
Yes.
And it can affect your health and will affect your health, and I promise you is affecting your health.
Absolutely.
And your family. So don't delay. 720-848-2820. Kurt, thank you so much, sir.
It was an honor being here today. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for being with us for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.